Eternal God, give us insight to discern your will for us, to give up what harms us, and to seek the perfection we are promised through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Sometimes prayers bear repeating, and this morning's collect is very fitting on this day of our annual vestry meeting. For we are facing challenging and exciting times. We, as the people of God here in this place, need insight to discern God's will for us, building on an awesomely strong path, living with integrity and openness, planning for vibrant and sustainable ministry. We, as the people of God here in this place, need to give up what harms us: entitlement, insecurity, fear, gossip, self-centeredness. We, as the people of God here in this place, need to seek the perfection we are promised: caring pastorally for one another, creating healthy relationships, addressing issues maturely, growing our faith, proclaiming the good news. We, as the people of God here in this place, are called to nurture, to care, to create the conditions for healing and wholeness and abundance. A man had planted a fig tree in his vineyard, and of course he came looking for and expecting to find fruit on it. But he didn't find any. So he said to the gardener, "I've been here 3 years looking for fruit, and there's still none. Cut it down. It's wasting the soil that it's planted in." The wise gardener said, "Sir, leave it alone just one more year until I dig around it, put manure on it, and take care of it. If it bears fruit next year, well and good. But if not, then you can cut it down." It is time for us to dig deep, to fertilize what is good, to nurture new life. We are challenged by declining attendance and financial stress, and we are not alone. Every parish in this diocese is in the very same position. In January of 2013, already 3 years ago, it's hard to believe, Diocesan Council launched an initiative called Embracing God's Future. And it was a process of prayerful discernment and strategic thinking guided by spiritual practice and theological reflection. It honored the diversity of our diocese. It was open and transparent and honestly faced the ministry and fiscal challenges of our day. Over 500 people, including some from this parish, participated in conversations, I cannot speak apparently, that resulted in over 2,000 responses to this question: what is God's dream for the church here in this place? After analysis and reflection, key themes emerged and a strategic roadmap for us was developed. The process didn't just end up in a document never to be looked at again, put on the shelf and forgotten about. It gave voice to a rich, renewed understanding of who we believe God is calling us to be here in this place. What came out is that we are to be rooted in God, disciples of Jesus, empowered by the Holy Spirit, grounded in biblical, sacramental, and liturgical tradition, diverse and open, aware of the challenges currently facing us, ready to be risk takers, to courageously embrace change, called to action to live and share a dynamic faith, called to engage people of all ages and in every stage of life, called to be in relationship with the world, locally, nationally, and internationally, called to pursue justice and compassion, serve together with transparency, authenticity, flexibility, and self-evaluation. Serve together collaboratively and supportively wherever we can, driven by love for God and for our neighbors. That is for all of us, and that is for us here at St. John's. The ministries of this parish and our diocese have been going on for many years, and some changes are already afoot, just as solid, valuable ministry continues to happen. The Embracing God's Future Roadmap outlines some practices of working together that we at St. John's would do well to remember. We will pray and listen for the prompting of the Spirit as we understand ourselves to be a people of prayer, abiding in the love of God. We will work collaboratively and give up being individualist, competitive, and negative. We will be courageous, embrace change, and take risks. We will give ourselves permission to experiment and to succeed or fail when trying new things. We will monitor, review, and renew our ministries and initiatives. We will examine what we need to relinquish, what we need to renew, what we need to embrace. We will be transparent and thorough about the faithfulness and effectiveness of each of our ministries. We will self-evaluate and will learn from both our successes and our mistakes. We will budget to implement our priorities. We are called to undertake changes that will impact our financial stewardship, requiring the realignment of our resources, investment in ministry, and development of new streams of income. Using these practices, grounded in who we are called to be, embracing God's future here in this place may feel daunting, but it is doable. Listen again to the words of Paul. "So if you think you are standing, watch out that you do not fall. No testing has overtaken you that is not common to everyone. God is faithful, and God will not let you be tested beyond your strength. But with the testing, God will also provide the way out so that you may be able to endure it." Over the next few months after Easter, let's get through that first, the time when we pray and we actually do all of those things I've just talked about, we'll have the opportunity to dream some dreams, talk with one another about our vision for the parish, plan with intentionality. There are five areas that we need to focus on: communication, worship and hospitality, lifelong formation, engaging the world, and our property and building. We need to look at how we communicate and if our message is clear and consistent. Some days I'm more clear and consistent than others when I stand here and preach. And some days we are more clear and consistent about the grace and the beauty and the joy that we find here in this community when we walk out the doors. And some days we aren't. We're human. But to focus on our communication, to say what we mean and to mean what we say, and to communicate the good news always, wouldn't that be wonderful? We need to ensure that our worship and hospitality is vibrant and welcoming. A beautiful thing happened at 8 o'clock this morning. Some of you know Myra, who's an elderly parishioner and has been here a long, long time. And she sits in the same seat every Sunday at 8 o'clock. And we have Paigette, who is 3. And she sits in the same seat every Sunday at 8 o'clock. And today, Paigette crossed the aisle with her new doll and said, "I'm going to sit with you this morning." Apparently, Paigette was a little distracted by her new doll this morning, which wouldn't you be if you had one? And so during the Eucharistic prayer, I didn't hear this, but I wished I'd had a camera to take a picture of the two of them there, one intentionally on her knees praying, and one yattering about her new doll, which for a three-year-old is prayer. The older one said to the younger one, "I'm just going to sit here and read quietly for a moment. Is that okay with you?" That is worship. That is hospitality. That is the openness of God that touches us, whether we're three or whether we're 80-something. That is what we are called to be. We need to engage all generations of those seeking and provide lifelong formation. Leslie and her family are away looking at, actually worshiping at a different parish right now, closer to home during Lent, just doing something different. And you will know little Philip when he comes and worships. I'm not sure whether it's God, but it's called Gordon in that form, at the organ. When Gordon is playing, how Philip just stood and stared at Gordon. And if Philip does not become a musician, I don't know what he will do. That's about lifelong formation. That's about our children. Eleanor, who helps with the bread. With Celeste and Camille, who light candles and bring us joy. Lifelong formation starts then, but it doesn't end then. It hopefully never ends. May we be a community of helping people be formed in the faith. We need to be active and intentional in pastoral care, evangelism, social service, and neighborhood partnerships, working with the wider community. We already do a lot of that. But as I said earlier, we need to re-examine all of our ministries and make sure we're doing the best we absolutely can at each of them, so that when we're working with the well, there is partnership. When we're serving in the communion shop, there is joy. When we are showing someone how to find the meeting in this building that they can never find their way around, that is done with welcome. All of those things, the partnerships we form with housing, with every possible organization, with refugees, to not be assuming that we're doing the best job, but to be reaching to do an even better job. And last, by no means least, we need to examine the stewardship of our property and ensure that ministry is sustainable here in this place long into the future. Some parishes have done that. The cathedral has just completed part of their building program to make sure that there is going to be ministry served in that place, in this diocese, for a long time to come. And they did what is perfect for their location. We have a different situation, but we have a lot of opportunity. We have a lot of space that could be used in different and sometimes the same ways. And we need to think about that. Moving forward, we cannot rely solely on the money that people donate to St. John's. It's true with every possible organization. We need to find new streams of income, preferably ones that go back into our community and help others in other ways. It's a big task, but we have an opportunity. I know St. John's likes to do things first. The first wheelchair ramp, the first community to really take in people with AIDS, the first. We are good, this parish, at trying new things and taking risks. Well, we have an opportunity because we are in a place and a location to try something new and to set an example for other parishes who perhaps despair as to what they might do where they are. In short, we are called to discover together a realistic and renewed sense of vision for ministry in our time. We need to dig deep in this place. We need to work the soil in which we are grounded. We may even need some manure, Manure that is more than just bullshit. Manure that fertilizes and nurtures, increases growth in us, and brings forth the fruits of God's Spirit. May God's grace, the Son's inspiration, and the Spirit's energy be with us in this place, in the months and the years to come. Amen.